Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an arts corridor that one artist hopes will bring people to Appalachian, Ohio. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Appalachian, Ohio has been losing population for the last two decades. While many advocates have focused on creating jobs in the region, others in that part of the state say culture is important too. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports on one rural welder who thinks public art could be the key.
David Griesmeyer flicks his torch on and off as he delicately bends a wire into the shape of a palm. Bright flames flash off the ends of bits of steel while he fills in the metallic fingers. This hand will soon belong to the stainless steel woman sitting cross-legged on his desk.
So with this hand right here, I want her hand to be outstretched so that a little bug can be climbing on her fingers.
Next, he'll add wings and place her atop a 15-foot flower. It will join a trail of other larger-than-life sculptures scattered around 144 miles in southeast Ohio, known as the Ohio Arts Corridor. He started in his hometown. McConnellsville is the largest town in Morgan County, and its population is declining. His studio is in nearby Malta. He spends a lot of time there, talking over an air compressor.
There's no major roads coming through here. There's no real industry. There's no train tracks. We want to start creating an environment where people start coming down this way off of 70 or off, 77 from West Virginia. We want them to come through here to see the art.
So he's made sure there's plenty to see. The route that spans from Zanesville to Athens, Circleville to Portsmouth showcases local art that celebrates the town's history and culture. It includes the city of Lancaster, where Jonah Haberfield works for the county tourism organization.
Trying to inspire people to look at that area of the state as a place to live, a place to raise your family.
She says it's worked. People who have never heard of Fairfield County have come into the community to see their sculpture park. It's called Flight of the Hawks. A 2,500-pound raptor and its vulture counterpart tower over the visitors. And even if the spectacle doesn't convince people to move there, it still has an economic impact.
They buy gasoline. They stay in hotels. They spend money. And that's what economic development is, getting, people who don't live here to leave some of their money in our community and then go home and tell everybody what a great time they had.
That's exactly the effect Griesmeyer hopes his next sculpture will have. The soon-to-be 20-foot-tall metal white-tailed buck will sit in the center of his village's roundabout.
They don't have enough money here to afford art. So this is my gift to the community. And it's just, this is where everybody likes to go hunting in Morgan County in Ohio, because there's so much land, so much deer. This is just kind of a tribute to the hunting capital of Ohio.
Sparks fly from his perch as he welds another scrap of metal onto the frame that stretches to the rafters. This addition will get him one step closer to making his quirky project the longest public art trail in the world. That's his dream. He steps off the ladder, takes a step back, and looks up at his work with a grin. He says he never gets tired of this feeling.
We're just taking raw material and bending and shaping and creating something beautiful.
He thinks of the Ohio Arts Corridor in the same way. He's just unearthing beauty for others to see. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Malta.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk to you Monday.